I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ukraine expects prolonged attacks from Russia as payback for a deadly assault. At least 89 Russian soldiers died during a Ukrainian missile strike on New Year's Eve. Now, President Volodymyr Zelensky is telling his people, including the Transworld Radio Ukraine team, to hold on. Dirk Muller with TWR Europe says,
"It's tiring for the team. The threat is there every day. They sometimes don't even know if they still will be alive the next day."
The team's dedication is paying off.
There's no believer in the Ukraine who doesn't know about our broadcast. So that's amazing. And we get so much feedback because people are so eager to hear hope in times of crisis.
You can help believers in Ukraine. Look for the full story at our website to learn how. And traveling from village to village, Christian missionaries across Africa are sharing the love of Jesus with an essential tool, scripture booklets from World Missionary Press. Believers with a ministry partner of World Missionary Press are visiting villages in Ghana, Nigeria, Cameroon, and several other African countries to share God's word. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press says she spoke with one of the ministry directors from the Democratic Republic of the Congo who tells us these scripture booklets are changing hearts and lives.
Yes, testimonies about witch doctors coming to Christ from the way to God, a woman who received a Who Am I booklet and how it changed her life.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org.
The Lord is working in Africa and He is using His word, and we could not do what we do without those that support us.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.